It's Mark and Walt in the morning here on Sunny 101.9. Good morning, I'm Walt Lindela, and as we continue with the program, joining me on the line right now is Congressman Jack Bergman. Good morning, Congressman. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Walt. Always great to be with you.
You are on a sort of a busy schedule because you are visiting areas, including coming to Marquette for UP200 activities and whatnot later on today. But the big news out of Washington was some of the president's budget recommendations in particular. First Congressional District, your district priorities were mentioned in it and outlined in it, and that includes the Sioux Locks. What's the latest you can tell us with the Sioux Locks effort?
Well, number one, the president gets it when it comes to the importance nationally of a new Sioux Lock. So with the money that's appropriated this year in the president's budget, and that's just the starting point, but it's about 120 mil, plus add another 50 or so from the Army Corps work plan, so that puts us up around 170 million. That's right on track as we allocate the money every year for the next few years to get the project finished. And we're talking, you know, better part of a decade to actually have it be finished. But it's the next step that is decades overdue. So number one, it's happening, and it's reinforced by the president's commitment to put money into the Sioux Lock project.
Now, my question for you is, of course, is as you mentioned, this is sort of the firing off point. This is the first round of the budget negotiations, but it has to bode well for the overall effort to have it outlined this clearly in the president's budget, doesn't it?
Well, it does. And, you know, we've been working. We started this, 3 years ago. But the first time, 2 years ago when there was money appropriated in the budget was the first step that had never been taken before. So now what it does, it puts the Lock project, the Sioux Lock project, on that top tier playing field where appropriations in the House and then, of course, in the Senate to negotiate with the administration. So now it's a top tier project. It's not a wannabe trying to get up to that top level. So that's the beauty of this. We are right where we need to be with getting this project designed, contracts let, ground broken, and working towards the finish line.
We're talking with Congressman Jack Bergman today. Congressman, on a travel day and making a visit to the Marquette area for the UP200 a little later on this evening. One of the things also that was in the budget that I thought was important to see was money for the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. Now, that is a good sign that that is being put in the president's budget. Sometimes it's cut, sometimes it's not, over the years with different administrations. What does this all mean now in terms of funding as that moves forward into the, the abyss of the congressional negotiations?
Well, again, the last couple of years prior to this, it came out in the president's budget as zero. And through a very concerted effort here, which I had a chance to, sit with the president eyeball to eyeball a couple of times, as well as with some others there, too, to talk about the importance of keeping the Great Lakes healthy. And keeping the Great Lakes healthy means funding the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. And now, to have it come out in the initial budget, president's budget, that's not a conversation we have to have. But again, the administration gets it that without healthy Great Lakes, it means number one, challenges to fresh water. Number two, challenges to the economy, whether it be, in a recreational economy or just what we use the Great Lakes for. These are great steps by the administration, especially for all of the Great Lakes districts, but especially for the First District of Michigan.
Congressman Jack Bergman joining us this morning. Congressman, we appreciate you taking a few minutes out of your schedule to chat with us. Hope to see you this evening at the opening ceremonies of the UP200 and wish you safe travels.
Hey, it's going to be a great night to watch those dogs and their mushers head out to the lake.
It's Congressman Jack Bergman joining us this morning on the big program. And of course, if you missed any of the interview, we'll have some highlights for you at our website at sunny.fm. It's all about keeping you connected on a Friday morning here on Mark and Walt in the Morning on Sunny 101.9.